Log Talk Radio.
Mahalo, Pathfinder, for our healing solstice opening song. And I'm your host, Brenda Michiko Kelly. Today is December 21st, 2017. The Loshu, or the flying star number for today, is the number six star. The number six star in Feng Shui has a name. It's called the Heaven Star. And this is the higher realms. Star. This is a lovely star, by the way, to be in the middle, because the star that's in the middle of the Loshu is the radiating star. It is a star that is the theme for the rest of the flying stars. There are nine flying stars. Figuration is three on the top, three in the middle, and three on the bottom. And it is in a round circle in a compass form that 12 animals sit around there. And so one of those flying stars will land, and the vibration of that star will be in the location. And this is how to read the Loshu, or the flying stars. And so just for furthermore, we find out that the monthly star in the center this month is a 7. And there's also an animal. And so the animal this month is the water, yang water rat. Remember, there's the yin and the yang. So there's the yang water rat month with the 7 in the middle, okay? This is how to read feng shui. And the day today is a horse. And it's the same thing. It's a yang water horse day today. And today has the 6 in the middle. And remember, we're still in the 2017 year of the fire rooster. And the middle star there is the victory star. It is the 1 in the center. So let's read the feng shui Loshu as a rooster, because the rooster sits in the west, and it is the year of the rooster. So today, for instance, with the Loshu of the number 6 in the middle, the configuration of the Loshu puts the number 8 in the rooster direction in the west. What is the number 8? It is the wealth star. I want to call it the money bag star, the money bull star. It's going to be the higher finances star. Huh? The number 8 star is today in the west with the configuration. And let's look at the month configuration for a rooster, if you are a rooster. And remember, we just had we're in the year of the rooster, so still babies born right now are roosters. And then it's a 12-year cycle back of all the other roosters, every 12 years back. And you could do math and find out if you're a rooster. You should find these things out. Email pathfinder1111@gmail.com for a consultation. Find these things out. And we're in the middle of figuring out the Loshu for the month. You were a rooster, or if you are a rooster, because Papa Doodle Doo, guess what? We have a guest today who is a rooster. And the monthly star is a number 7 star in the middle. With the configuration of the Loshu, we have a number 9 star in the west. That is a celebration star. This is graduation celebration our finances. And so this is how we're going to introduce our next and first ever, well, second actually, guest, Aaron Grover, a great family friend of ours. And we want to welcome Aaron to the show, and she is going to bring us into the new world, cock-a-doodle-doo, of financing. Aaron, would you talk to us?
Yeah, hi. Thank you. It's so awesome to be here. I guess everybody's heard about Bitcoin now to some extent. It's pretty much mainstream, and most of us still asking a lot of questions because it just came up out of nowhere so quickly. But I've been on a deep dive with Bitcoin and the other cryptocurrencies out there for the past year, but the highest concentration has been like the past 4 to 5 months. So, you know, we've all heard of Ethereum now and Litecoin, but people have to realize there's also hundreds and thousands of other coins coming out all the time. But I guess for me, the most important thing to remind everybody of is that it's a really amazing time with all these new currencies coming up. We're having more people turn into millionaires every day at an unbelievable rate. And at the same time, I would remind people that the most important thing about all of this is the technology behind it called the blockchain. The blockchain is programmed in a certain way, and maybe we can put a link up later with the show of a video I have. But the blockchain is programmed in a way that the power is decentralized. And what happens is you have thousands of computers around the world that document every financial transaction, but it's one ledger that's held on many computers around the world. So there's no room to hide or cheat or commit fraud. And if anybody tried, like all the other computers would immediately reject it. So that is very exciting. And, you know, also the blockchain has been built to facilitate peer-to-peer transactions, which means no middlemen, no banks for a start. So if I give Brenda $5, there's no bank touching that $5 in the middle of the transaction. you know, the banks, like I said, they're just a start. But think of all the middlemen we have in our lives in all professions. You know, there are middlemen in the creative arts and film, music. Even like car repair, health insurance, you name it, this is going to completely revolutionize healthcare. So I am very excited because for me, this is like, it's kind of like a dream that this is happening. It's like, it's so hard to imagine it's even happening, but it is. But it's definitely, you know, Bitcoin is the currency of the new paradigm where we're all taking our power back. It's very exciting for people like us, but also, you know, it's exciting for the world. It is not exciting for the banks. They are freaking out. So one thing I want people to remember when they see mainstream media, don't listen to it. the value of Bitcoin, like the market cap, just rose above the market cap of Hong Kong as a city. It's grown above Disney, Walmart, Home Depot, Time Warner. Like, it's nuts. And, you know, Bitcoin is just kind of does what it wants. the banks are scared, and they're definitely, you know, manipulating the media and buying it and participating in it at the same time. But my take on it is, like, you know, it's really unstoppable at this point. Like, so many people around the world are buying it. And you know, the other thing is, like, I also, like, believe in a world where, like, when we change paradigms, like, everybody's welcome to come to the party as long as they can behave and, like, you know, be respectful at the party. So I don't think the bankers have to freak out that much, because if they just stop and think about it, you know, they can just find new ways to be abundant and join the party that is Bitcoin and cryptocurrency. But yeah, that's kind of like my overview take on it. The one thing I wanted to mention is, like, everybody, I think this is the most important thing right now as far as making profits from this very special time that won't last long. Pretty much, don't count on being a millionaire from Bitcoin. That's just a waste of energy. Yeah, if you hold on to it, you could have a lot of money later, you know, hundreds of thousands even. But right now, like, to make a profit in a very quick way is looking at the small coins. So, you know, go to like coinmarketcap.com where you'll see the world's top 100 coins right now. Look at all the coins that are under a dollar and even under a penny, or you're going to become a millionaire. You could go there, break it up amongst like 5 to 10 coins with even $100, and next year potentially have hundreds of thousands of dollars. You know, I'm really liking Ripple, for example. Ripple looks awesome and it's popping. Like, I bought it for 20 cents like 2 weeks ago and it's now like over a dollar. But yeah, the list is really cool on coinmarketcap.com. So I highly suggest it. Please pay attention because nothing like this has ever happened in our lifetimes and it will probably never happen again. And this window will close because like big companies are coming out every day. Like American Express just announced that it will accept Ripple next year. You know, unofficially, a lot of people realize that Amazon's about to announce that it will accept Bitcoin. So that should be at the end of February. We'll see. But when that happens, like these small coins are going to disappear and you won't be able to buy them as cheaply anymore. So I highly, highly suggest it. But I think that's kind of pretty much my wrap. Did you guys have any questions or anything to add?
Well, I just was hearing about people concerned about the transaction and having their money not in a bank, which is actually a lending institution, by the way, and you have fiat currency. So remember this, that if something happens in the banking system, like goes down, quote, quote, you know, then they can't find their money. But if you're doing online banking right now and you have your money in a fiat, you know, a lending system, what's the difference? I mean,
the problem with online banking and banking in general, even like, you know, offline,
is that
there are private ledgers that we can't see at these banks that we trust our money with. And they're not being verified by a network. It's just a ledger that we can't see. The beauty of the blockchain is that everybody can see the ledger. Yeah, and no taxes. It's outside of the U.S. dollar. There are many ways that you can use Bitcoin and other current cryptocurrencies without changing it into dollars. And once Amazon announces, you're going to be able to buy a lot of different things on Amazon just with cryptocurrency.
I think there's a second. Hello, everybody. This is Pathfinder. Come to Lopsapi with Joshua here on Aloha Dealers Network. Happy winter solstice. As part of a second part of Brenda's question, I think has to do with the security of your investment.
We had our housing crisis with the banks back in 2008, right? And, you know, that was pretty scary and caused a lot of issues here in this country. And you know, that's because things were happening behind closed doors. But with cryptocurrency, like I said before, is that, you know, you have a network of thousands of computers that are they're To hold a copy of the ledger, you have to be a miner, so someone who creates the cryptocurrency. There are thousands of these around the world. Yeah, but he's like a not a gold miner, but a crypto miner. So the thing is, like, all their computers are witnessing all the transactions together at the same time. So if, I mean, the way the code's written, like, you can't even try to mess with it. and cheat it. But if something were to happen, all the other computers would see it all at the same time and reject it anyway. So it's I can't even see how it could happen at all. You know, I feel very safe and confident, and I never knew there could be something so transparent. And again, like, it's one of my friends said, it's like many witnesses to one transaction. So you can't go wrong with that. It's like many eyeballs, but it's just the eyeballs are computers. So
yeah, thank you, Aaron Grover. Thanks so much for your expertise. I know you've been working on the and investing yourself. And I want to remind everybody that it is called an investment. And if that's a thing that people do for fun. So have fun with it. And I want to have way more solstice fun. And let's have more solstice fun with Pathfinder.
Brenda's choosing the format all over the place today. I'm running with it. So it's my understanding that when you sign up for the a cryptocurrency, that one of your own computers becomes basically your local storage for that information as well. Is that true, or how does that work?
If you're a miner. If you're mining.
Otherwise, your main account is on many computers at the same time.
Yeah.
Is there anything else that you'd like to say about the cryptocurrency?
Just that, you know, the one minor mistake that I made with cryptocurrency was that I totally got it a year ago, and then I ignored it and forgot to buy into Bitcoin. And I'm not going to sit and be bummed and regret it, but now we're at this point where we've got like hundreds of potential coins that could turn into the next Bitcoin, especially from the top 100 list. There's a number of them. This is the time where you don't want to let it go in one ear and out the other, because yes, like, we've never seen so many millionaires pop up overnight. It's unreal. You know, just please just try to even, you know, I guess I would suggest actually looking at some websites, but, you know, you can buy your Bitcoin at coinbase.com, and, you know, those are where the big coins are. And there are only three or four now, but if you really want to buy the little coins, you can go the one site that I like that's actually been working lately. A lot of websites have been so rushed by traffic that they've been shutting down signups now for the past week, which is too bad because people are trying to buy. But one site that's been working has been Binance.com. It's like B as in boy, I, N as in Nancy, A, N as in Nancy, C, E. So Binance instead of finance.com. So pretty much what you do is you go and you buy your small coins there, like Ripple, for example, that's just over $1. You know, you take your Bitcoin from, even if it's 50 to 100 bucks, you don't need to spend more. Take it and you send it to Binance.com, and that's where you buy. And the other thing to keep in mind is, like, don't freak out if you don't know how to do it, because a lot of us don't. This is all new. But you can go to YouTube and find anything now. Like, all the first, like, the early adapters have been posting YouTube videos like crazy. So you'll find the guidance you need. So that's it, though.
Thank you, Aaron. Yeah, this is our friend Aaron. We've worked with her both with Reiki and other projects, kind of LA projects and whatnot, including we did a little bit of she worked with us a little bit when we were doing the pharmacogenetics, which I think is still a great idea. And what that is, that big word pharmacogenetics, is that you have your doctor test your DNA to see if the pills that your doctor wants to give you are compatible with your system. So for all the older generation, you know, those that are definitely taking a lot of pharmaceuticals, you can demand these tests to find out, especially if your heart medication is right for you. That's a little plug for Pharmaco. So here I want to say blessings to everyone for this winter solstice. This is the day when we have the most nighttime and the least daylight. And it's also the moments where we are at the very tips of our orbit. And I don't know, I think they call that perihelion. I think that's what they call it. But basically what the ancients understood is that there were two times a year when we could basically fly out of orbit, and that is summer solstice and winter solstice. And that's why at this time of year, there are ceremonies, usually about 4 days or so, in which we give thanks for all our blessings and we make prayers for the new year. That's particular of the solstices. The winter solstice is also the intersection of the beyond with our Mother Earth. In other words, this is a time when the veil to the ancestors gets very, very thin in a different way than Halloween. This is we have a little puppy here today, and he's a little black bulldog, and he is just enjoying all the Christmas that's going on everywhere, and he is just, I think he's going to crawl into spaces that he doesn't realize that. Anyway, he's feeling all the energy that's around here, and he's bouncing. He's a little bouncing bulldog. Okay. So winter solstice is a time, now he's playing with the big blue ball. Oh boy, he's a real entertainer, this one. Winter solstice, at this time, the other worlds and the astral and the heavenlies are very, very close to the earth. And so this is a time when we remember our ancestors and we bless our ancestors. And this is a time also when everyone who's passed within the last year goes to the other side. This is the main ascension point. And so we salute all those that have gone on to the other side this year. There are many, many, many. And we ask for God's blessings and the blessings of the Sacred Spirit upon them. And we give thanks for our recent ancestors, and we give thanks for our ancient ancestors and all of these blessings that they bring to us. In the native ways, we understand that there is a year and a day. In other words, this puppy is so cute. Oh, this puppy is so cute. He's dragging his food bowl around now. That we take a year and a day in order to honor that spirit that has passed, and then to honor also the family of that one, because it's not just the one that passed, but it's the loved ones that are here that really need support and help to make sure that they're healthy in their body, in their emotions, in their mind, and in their spirit. And so that in the passing of a loved one, those that are still here grow stronger after they move through their grief. And this is one of the powers of winter solstice. Aaron, he's totally in our Christmas tree now. We're going to have to pull the presents up, maybe. Puppy, 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 puppy. He's a happy puppy. We honor the power of the fire during the winter solstice. One, of course, to be warm. but also to honor the four directions, the powers of the grandmas and grandpas of the four directions, and also the seven sacred fires. And these sacred fires are sourced in the virtues of love and wisdom and peace. Now he's got this red bone. He'll enjoy that. And sourced in the virtues of unity and harmony and truth and freedom. And then they come out to us as the colors of these flames. And understand that it is these same fires that are within us, and that we want to hold a strong, beautiful flame of red in our root chakra, of orange in our sacrum, of gold in our solar plexus, of green in our heart, of blue in our throat, of indigo in our brow, and of violet light at the top of our heads. And then in our heart of heart, all seven of these are like spun like a rainbow, shining bright, the original pattern that Creator has given us.
Mahalo, Pathfinder. And thanks to all of you for tuning in to Aloha Healers Network. And we want to wish everyone a very Merry Christmas to those of you who Christmas. Happy Kwanzaa. And it's not the Feng Shui New Year. Remember, until this coming February 18th, 2018, in the Feng Shui Asian half of the world. And so we've got lots to celebrate for a little while here. So let's keep on going. And big, big holiday hugs from Pathfinder and I and Aaron and Herbie. Happy holidays to all of you. Close Aloha Healers Network with the five Reiki principles. Today, I let go of anger. Today, I let go of worry. Today, I'm thankful and give thanks for my many blessings. Today, I'm kind with honor and respect to all living beings. I do my work honestly.
Ni tung ka shi la he wa li yang ying te lo pei. I na a jiu he wa li yang ying te lo pei. Tung ka shi la de han pi ku de cha nu e lo hei. Ni wa a ka. Coping te do ai da ku te ki ka wa nin ching te do de han pi ku de cha nu e lo ai.